Hey guys, so I got that audio boo up a couple of days ago about migrating the hard drive over to the SSD. So that's what's happening right now. So I have some downtime because my precious is not available. She is busily copying from SATA interface to SATA interface. And so while she does that, I was going to update you on how I ended up doing that, what solution I went with. So here we go. Basically, the question was I wanted to go from spinning storage to an SSD. So what I ended up doing was downloading CloneZilla and making an image of all of the partitions. So just the whole drive, just SDA, the whole thing, and onto a nice, fast, external drive that I have via eSATA, and that's flying along at 3, 4 gigabytes per second, which is, I mean, per minute, which is horribly slow because it takes over an hour, but what are you going to do? So then I'm going to take that image. I'm going to just let it sit there on that hard drive. I'm going to swap out the internal hard drive in the laptop to the SSD that came in the mail, which is just so light. It is the third of the weight of maybe this iPhone that I'm holding, if not lighter. It's amazing. Anyways, going to slot that in, and then going to spin up CloneZilla again, and then copy the image onto that hard drive. So from the external. So the external is just temp storage, but it also serves as a nice backup if anything goes wrong. Not to mention, all my original files will be on the original hard drive. So we have multiple ways of recovering, which is good. Then, thanks to some great tips, by the way, I am going to load up GPartEdit, and I'm going to reallocate, or rather realign, the blocks. So first I'm gonna put 2 megs up front, because GPartEdit has this thing where if you just put 1 meg at the beginning, it won't work. So you have to do 2 megs first. I'm gonna align them all, and then I'm gonna do 1 meg from there. And that will align everything along nice 4096 boundaries. And then I'm going to hopefully reboot, disconnect the various flash drives that have these various CloneZillas and GPartEdits, do a little please don't die dance, and hit the power button. And everything being equal, this is so not gonna work. Anyways, everything being equal, we'll be booted into Windows, and hopefully rather speedily. I will keep you apprised. If my next audio boo is in tears, you know why. All right. And if you want to get a hold of me, I'm not really on Twitter. I kind of hate using Twitter on the iPhone, so but you can DM me on here, or for those of you who have my number, call slash text. All right, guys. See ya.